Hello, I'm Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day. Abraham was a man of faith. In fact, we often refer to him as the father of faith. Because Abraham was a man of faith, he was also a man of prayer. Faith prompts prayer. Does your faith in Jesus Christ prompt you to pray? In Genesis chapter 18, we read about an unusual encounter between Abraham and God. Verse 1 tells us, "The Lord appeared to Abraham." Abraham conversed with God in person. Here we recognize a Christophany, a physical manifestation of Jesus Christ prior to his incarnation. The Lord, along with two angelic beings, met with Abraham, and the Lord reaffirmed his promise to give Abraham and Sarah a son. He then warned Abraham about the impending judgment on the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham's nephew Lot had taken up residence in Sodom. According to 2 Peter 2, 7-8, Lot was a righteous man who lived among unrighteous people and was tormented in his righteous soul because of the sin that pervaded his city. Now Lot, unbeknownst to him, stood in the path of God's judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. What could Abraham do? Abraham knew what to do. He began to pray. His prayer of intercession, recorded in Genesis 18, 23 through 33, reads like someone haggling in the marketplace. First, Abraham asked the Lord to spare Sodom and Gomorrah if there were at least 50 righteous people in the city. And the Lord agreed to Abraham's request. Abraham went on to ask for God's mercy if there were 45, then 40, then 30, then 20, and finally 10 righteous people in these cities. The Lord agreed to each of Abraham's requests. If there were as few as 10 righteous people in Sodom, God would spare the city. We know that God ended up destroying Sodom and Gomorrah because there were not even 10 righteous people living there. God did, however, rescue Lot and his two daughters. In spite of the dire outcome, Abraham was bold enough in his faith to pray for God's mercy on these sinful cities. He believed in the power of prayer and he interceded on behalf of his nephew. Like Abraham, we must be men and women of prayer. We see sin all around us and we know that there are those around us who have been declared righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. So let's intercede for the lost and the saved. Let's pray for God's strength to uphold his people. Let's also pray for God's mercy so that the lost can turn to Christ. We need to be men and women of intercessory prayer, trusting God to hear and answer our pleas. Father, please do a work in our world today that will make us, your people, strong and that will draw others to faith in Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day.